Hey, it's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Comedy Podcast. We've been described as unscripted, unqualified, and unapologetic. And that came from my mother. See if you agree. The Commercial Break is available Tuesday through Friday, wherever you get your podcasts.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
That was embarrassing.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Morning, everybody. What's going on?
That's the first time
What's going on? 8 years
of working with you. What? Thank you, Evan. That's not a signal of what's to come, right? That was an early air, like the Giants.
Well, I got to figure out my levels.
My man had the button off.
Go ahead.
It was funny, wasn't it?
Go ahead. It's 10:02. Go ahead. Go.
We started 10.
Go rant for 10 minutes about the Giants, how much they stink.
No, I'm going to say happy birthday to one of our friends. Happy 70th birthday to the great, legendary, look how the guys are looking, Mark Ibanez. Happy birthday, Mark.
He does not look 70.
Dude, I know. You don't look your age. I know I don't look mine.
Giants lose.
He's too old.
See, that was Evan, Mark.
Braves beat the Giants 9-5. Sixth loss in a row. Hayden Birdsong doesn't record an out.
Say that again,
They're
Sonny.
Now 3.5 behind the wild card.
He didn't record a what?
He didn't record an out.
Boy. You could take your victory lap? Because it's floating around the streets.
I mean, eventually. Eventually. And I'll just say it. Everybody glad he hit that Marlins guy?
Wow. It can't be that.
Okay, yeah. No, you're right. It can't. Look at the before and after.
Man. I'm looking at that with this team, man. They look like the Bad News Bears defensively yesterday. So,
thank you.
I know Melvin was late to his post-game presser, and I was hoping he was flipping over a spread, but at this point, Steiny, I don't know what to do or what to say. Seriously.
So you want Bob Melvin to get emotional, right? You want him to get emotional.
And well, he already
did get emotional. He got emotional when he told Hayden Birdsong to hit a guy on the Marlins when there were two outs and nobody on in the first inning. He was struggling at that point. He was just starting to struggle a little bit. He plunks the Marlin. They give up three runs in the inning. He hasn't been the same. Now,
isn't that on the pitcher, the adult?
Well, he's not an adult. He's a
professional
pitcher.
He's a
rookie. He's essentially a rookie, and I'm not saying A equals B.
Yeah.
I'm just saying you didn't do, and I'll say it, you didn't do the kid any favors in that Miami series.
Man, four and walks now, in the first, Donnie, didn't
record. And now you can't even pitch him. You can't even pitch him.
Well, now you got two problems in the rotation. Verlander's one, and now do you give him the ball again? And if you don't, who do you have?
Who?
Verlander? Birdsong. Because you
I don't
can't
know.
Give it to Harrison.
I don't know. I don't
like. Wow,
I mean, he already had missed a few starts after his last start, so I don't know what you do with Birdsong, but you know this team's leaking a little bit of oil, and they looked bad last night,
yeah,
when you don't hit.
Well, you
and
got 12
you're
hits.
You're in a losing streak.
You got 12 hits last night, Donnie.
But you know what? You get down 5-1.
So you're like scoring 30 points in a blowout?
Yeah, it's garbage time. Mm. Garbage time. But, you know, good for the guys who brought their averages up last night.
Adames had 4 hits.
Sure. Yep.
And I don't want to piss you off early, but I don't care at this point. And I heard the Joes talking about it this morning, Donnie. Nobody is above the law. Great rap group out of Compton, but I'm just sitting here saying I watch Rafi Devers round third base, and something is wrong. And if he is just Superman and nobody can sit him down to maybe even say, hey, let's try to get you some rest But what if he messes whatever's going on with his body up for the future? That's where, that's how I'm thinking. I have not personally waved a white flag. I know it's out there, but damn, Steinie, this is your dude. You spend a lot of chicken on, and something is obviously wrong, and I don't care what he's saying about how he feels. At what point do you think about the future, and if a surgery's imminent? I don't know, but watching that hitch or giddy up, he looked like Fred Sanford coming around third again.
Yeah, he's slow. He's a slow runner. He runs with a piano on his back.
I don't know. Greatest analogy.
I don't know if he's got a hitch in his giddy up,
yeah,
or get along, as Bob Fitzgerald would say. I just think he's incredibly slow.
No, that I get.
He's not fluid,
Steinie.
That's right.
Something's going on with his slowing hamstring. We already know.
He's slow.
That I give. I'm not fighting you on that.
By the way, this was 3 minutes ago. The SF Giants have announced the following roster moves. Hayden Birdsong and Tristan Beck option to AAA. Carson Seymour and Sean Jelly have been recalled from AAA Sacramento.
The Jelly Man.
Hey, it's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Comedy Podcast. We've been described as unscripted, unqualified, and unapologetic. And that came from my mother. See if you agree. The Commercial Break is available Tuesday through Friday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, yeah, well, he won't get his next start.
You can't.
Yeah, no.
There's no way in hell he was going to make his next start.
Evan, I wanted to throw this to you, Steinie. You don't know real quick. Evan was a college pitcher, but what I heard from Birdsong, he said, back to step one, square one.
That was Melvin.
Yeah, what is that? But Birdsong told him that. What does that mean, Evan? Back to square one as a pitcher.
Well, that means what we just heard. Means he's going back to Sacramento.
Yeah, here's Melvin after the, after Birdsong couldn't get it out in the first inning.
Look, he was kind of teetering the last time and found a way through it. Today he couldn't, unfortunately. So, you know, put us in a little bit of a bind with the pitching, obviously, and how we had to cover this game. But, not ideal, and kind of back to square one with him as far as some of the command issues go.
All right. Hayden Birdsong is 23 years old, going to be 24 in August. And now he's regressed a little bit.
Man.
So all of a sudden, the strength of your team might not be your strength anymore, mm-hmm. And that is pitching.
And the team's regressing.
What bothered you most last night?
This is the first time that I've ever saw this in my life, Steinie. I saw a Brave runner score on a base hit from first base.
Yeah.
And Bob Melvin say the lack of communication wasn't there, but when you're playing bad baseball, and maybe if you're kicking their ass and that happened, you're like, nothing to see here. But to watch that transpire and a guy just blow past the third base coach, but he was hustling, and the Giants just, you know, they're not locked in. And Adamus said it last night, Steinie, we were grinders in the first half. We were attacking. Right now, he said it just lackadaisical.
Yeah, they didn't have a lot of oomph last night. But I also, by the way, Pee Wee Reese used to do that for the old Dodgers. He'd score from first on a single. Yeah.
Evan brought up Willie Mays.
Yeah, oh yeah, Willie Mays.
I'm sure Ricky Henderson's done it, but I hadn't seen it in a while. So I was just like, damn, it was 8-1 at one point, Steinie, last night.
Yeah, tough loss for the Giants. And where do they go from here?
Well, 8-2, yeah.
They play again today against the Braves.
You got confidence in Roop, or is something bigger going on here?
I've got more confidence in Roop than Birdsong or Verlander.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been good. He's been real good so far. But again, you know, he's in uncharted waters also in terms of his innings. So you look at the Giants right now, and they've got two reliable starters and a third who's been pretty good.
Yeah.
But the 2-4 and 5 right now are an absolute mess. And this team doesn't hit well enough for them to struggle at the fourth starter and the fifth starter.
Now, if you talked about it when I left you all yesterday about you want to see these next 9 games or something remotely close to that before the deadline on the 31st. Steinie, I got to believe Buster Posey and company know what they need or what they want to try and do before the next 9 games. Because, you know, like, I know, what are you now? in regard to the wild card because the Dodgers won last night, so you're seven back. But I'm just, what do you do? What are you trying to do, man, to salvage this season?
I mean, there's nothing you can do. You try to play baseball like you played early in the year where you're more buttoned up and you try to win as many games as you can. But after watching this team now the last month and a half, they don't look good. They don't look good, and they don't look like they're a pitcher away from making a run, and they don't look like they're a hitter away from making a run.
That's disheartening.
So,
man.
I mean, what I think right now is I don't know what Buster Posey's thinking. I don't know.
Because now you're three and a half back.
I don't know if you add to this team. Why would you add to this team and take some people from your farm system and trade them? Like I would not trade any minor league player that I liked.
Damn.
For some, again, it's like
even for Mitch Keller or somebody like that could solidify and help you. I'm just saying, Stoney, we're in the stretch run. It is go time. So not even for that, huh? Because if you're not, then that'd be – I feel like you've waved the white flag, or Posey has. If you feel like something you can get of that caliber of a Mitch Keller type, that wouldn't even help.
I mean, look, the Tigers didn't do anything at the deadline last year, and they ended up turning it around.
They actually sold.
Exactly. What'd I say, didn't do anything? Yeah, so it's possible. I mean, if Buster Posey thinks this team is a better team than they've shown, then
yeah. –
He's got to give him a crack at it.
Yeah.
All right. A reminder, by the way, coming up at 11 o'clock today, we're going down to Santa Clara. John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan are meeting the media. Training camp is open for the San Francisco 49ers, so we'll take a press conference live at 11. A reminder that all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. That segment also brought to you by Safeway.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.